A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do, for I do not have space to store my harvest?" And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Three sayings in today's Gospel reading caught my attention. First, there is the question in reply to a request. "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" At first, these words seem strange to me, pronounced by Jesus. Was not Jesus a master and a teacher? Was not his mission to bring peace and justice among peoples and among persons? Why did he refuse to be a judge and arbitrator on this occasion? Let us see first who this friend is. Luke says that it was someone in the crowd. No name, no identity. A man in a crowd. This seems to suggest that more than one person was facing the same type of problem. How and when to share an inheritance? We often hear of families facing separation and weak fights between siblings because of problems with inheritance. In this reading, Jesus did not want to deal with such problems. Why? To my mind, the problem this man was facing could arise from two situations. An older brother could have refused to share the inheritance with this man in the crowd. For some reason, he wanted all for himself. And this is greed. Or perhaps this man in the crowd was envious of his older brother's bigger share as prescribed by law. And so he wanted a bigger share than what was his by law. And this is also greed. So, could Jesus be a judge between one man's greed and that of another? Jesus did not want to be their judge and arbitrator. His mission was that of a master and a teacher. This is what he did. Here is the second saying Jesus pronounced. One's life does not consist of possessions. A teacher, Jesus took this opportunity to ask people to take care, for greed does not bring any joy with it. Rather, it causes suffering and injustice. One's life does not consist of possessions, Jesus said. Is he against people owning things, wealth, properties? No, he isn't. Know that he uses the verb consist. Experience tells us that it was very easy for one to be rich one day and poor the next. Material wealth comes and goes. This is what the Apostle Paul asked Timothy to preach. Tell the rich not to be proud and not to rely on so uncertain a thing as wealth, but rather on God, who richly provides us with all things for our enjoyment. Tell them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share. We should train ourselves to be like Paul, who, writing to the Philippians, said, I know indeed how to live in humble circumstances. I know also how to live with abundance. In every circumstance and in all things, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of living in abundance and of being in need. I have the strength for everything through Him who empowers me. Jesus does not despise wealth. He did not embrace poverty for its own sake. He only renounced to earthly possessions and freely embraced poverty for its saving power, as Paul explained. For you know the gracious act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that for your sake He became poor, although He was rich, so that by His poverty you might become rich. We come to the third saying Jesus pronounced in today's Gospel selection. Fool is the one who is not rich in what matters to God. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus encourages us to have complete trust in God. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all else will be given to you besides. He tells us to store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. What is it that matters to God, we might ask? Everything that makes us truly and completely happy is a correct answer. We can gather all the things that matter in two groups, as presented by Jesus Himself. Love God with all you have, and love everybody else as you love yourself. When we love God the best we can, we remember two things that Christ mentioned in His prayer to the Father just before His passion. He said, "All those who believe in me are your gift to me." We are God's gift to Jesus. And this is good for us to remember, especially when we are tempted to lose hope. He also expressed His wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me. Jesus appreciates His Father's gift to Him and wants to keep it, to keep us, even in His glory. Precious words, these. When we love everything God created, we will appreciate God's abundant gifts to us. We will be able to live in harmony with ourselves, with the other human beings, and with all creation, and with God Himself. Let me quote a list of God's gifts as presented by St. Paul to the Galatians. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Unfortunately, creation suffers a lot of violence that leads to untimely deaths. Love for all creation will help us in our effort to break the circle of violence. Jesus gave us the example through His words. It used to be said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, love your enemies. And through His actions, when unjustly hit on the face, He did not respond with power, but with humility. If I did nothing wrong, why do you hit me? This is what really matters to God. This is how we can create a better world for us now. This is how we can help build God's kingdom on earth.